Ah, the great Tom Petty and I Won't Back Down here on Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Well, we always love hearing from this guy because it's Monday night and yeah. Tom Gleisner, I'd say, is probably the Daryl Summers of his generation. One of the most...
Welcome aboard.
Well, he's one of the most famous people now on television, hasn't he, has to be in this country. Why aren't you joining in and acknowledging that? That's why you're not on the show now.
I'm just trying to get to the Daryl Summers analogy. In what capacity?
Because Daryl Summers was the most... saying Daryl was the most famous person on television hosting Hey Hey Saturday in his day.
He's been loved over the years, hasn't he, Daryl?
And you're saying now, that Tom Gleisner is the host of the much-loved...
Have you been paying attention? On Tonight, after MasterChef.
He's in the same rarefied I've won 5 gold Logies and released an album of Christmas songs.
That he hasn't got to.
Daryl Summers. Mm. Is that your point?
It is my point. Tom, hello, how are
discuss?
You?
Hello, Janie. Hey, Mick. Never done the Christmas album, but I'd actually love to. Just work my way through a couple of carols badly tune, it'd be all right.
Well, that is one case in point. Because, to be fair, Tom's not a great singer. But he can dance. Geez, he's a good dancer, though.
I'd like to see him in a Channel 10 promo where he did some dancing. Channel 10 piked it. All that was a stupid press the button. What about getting out there and singing for your supper or doing something in a promo?
A bit of showbiz, Tom.
Hmm.
Not going to happen, I'm afraid. But... I would like to talk about songs, if that's okay. I've got something I'd like to share with you.
Sure.
You just played a bit of Tom Petty there with the I Won't Back Down.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, he's locked his family and locked in battle with Donald Trump because U.S. presidents and presidential hopefuls love having a theme song to come out onto stage with. Donald's been using the Tom Petty one without authorization. But can I take you back through a little bit of history of the campaign song? Well, it's been going forever, but probably one of the lamest choices was 89, George H.W. Bush. He went with a bit of Woody Guthrie. Have we got a bit of that action?
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
Oh, everybody sing.
All together now.
Is that him singing?
No. But
Woody Guthrie.
Not really a little lackluster.
Yeah, also, Janie, kind of weirdly inappropriate because Woody Guthrie was a communist who believed that property belonged to everyone. George H.W. coming out.
But it
rocked up as we got into the 90s and beyond. Can you remember Bill Clinton's choice?
I can.
Oh, yes.
Did he used to play sax along with it?
He used to play saxophone, yes.
He played the sax with that one. And then, now, Barack Obama's harder to pin down because he actually had a playlist. He actually literally put out a playlist. But I looked it up, and the most commonly used one in 2008, Obama went with a bit of Stevie Wonder. Ooh, baby,
Yeah, that's great.
Very cool.
That's smooth as.
Heading in the right direction, I think we'll all agree. But it came from very... very shaky roots, because I want to take you right back now to the 1960s. In fact, 1960. Mm-hmm. And John F. Kennedy, no relation, Janie, of course. But
if we look in the records.
This is good, but it's kind of not good. He got Frank Sinatra to re-record a special version of High Hopes. Take a listen to Frank.
Okay.
Everyone is voting for Jack. Because he's got what all the rest lack.
You get the idea.
Jack.
I would have thought Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to JFK would have been better to run on.
I really like that version. How's good Frank Sinatra's voice?
Yeah. So you can make anything sound good.
For those two, by the way, because after he won the election, Frank took it personally that he was never invited or allowed to hang out with the big cheese, and they had a big falling out.
Get the brat pat on
it's all in my book.
There you go. Well, in the same year, 1960, up against John F. Kennedy was one Richard Nixon, and he had a special song written for him, and kid you not, it was called "Click with Dick." Take a listen.
Come on and click with Dick, the one that none can lick. He's the man to lead the USA.
You're making this up. Mm. You made that up.
Wow, you're joking.
There is. Come on and click with Dick. for one that no one can lick. I don't think the words dick and lick should be in the same
possibly not, same Tom. Verse,
but, did you make that up?
That is, Mickey, that is 100% true.
I feel so silly.
Wow. Your research is incredible.
Wow. Imagine walking out onto stage.
Just for that.
Yes, but you didn't have to wait for Watergate. Imagine walking out onto stage with, okay, crank up the band with Click With Dick. We've got a little bit more.
Fighting when he is sure he's right. So let's all click with Dick. Come on
and on it goes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
What about when next time I might have you paying attention, we could have Click For Mick and I come out and you play all that. Would that be good?
We're not
surprised? Are you surprised, Tom, it comes back to Mick again, the songs? Mickey!
Drag himself in the centre of attention. You are a narcissist, Mickey, but we love you for it.
Hey, all right, Tommy, what's coming? Who's on the show tonight that we can enjoy?
Oh, well,
not me.
We've got a great team tonight, or as I call them, a cluster. And we've got Ed, Sam, Celia, Tim McDonald, and all the way from New Zealand, Mel Bracewell. So we're 20% COVID-free. It's going to be a cracker.
Well, that'll be great.
Hey, good stuff. It's great. Any idea when I'll be on next, Tom? Because I thought it went well last time, and I just haven't heard a word. There's no
extremely well. Promise you'll be on before we find a vaccine.
Tom, we always enjoy it. Thank you for your very informative musical segment there. We love that. Thank you.
Thanks, Janie. Thanks, Mick.